there with that two people cannot be mavato their rishus to one, up to the case that they'll think it's also good if one person is mavato his rishus to two. And when you mavato to two people and those two people do not make an error, then it doesn't help. So kamash mom, we don't make this gezeirah that two people are allowed to be mavato to one, even though one person cannot be mavato his rishus to two people. That what, that two people cannot accept their rishus from other people, since these two people did not make an erev together, they're still also right now. For the Gemara Lomeli, what do I need this chiddush for? Lo tzricha the chiddush is that afagav the amrule kini amanas lahaknis. Even though at the beginning, when these first three people were mevatel their rishus to these two people, they said right then, we'll be mevatel our rishus to you, and you have the right to give it over to somebody else. Still it doesn't help. Why? Because they didn't do it right that second. So the first second when these three people were mavato their rishus to two, still it's also for these two people to carry out right now. So since at that time it's also the first bitl is bottle, and it doesn't help us the fact they gave you rishus to mavato the second time. It doesn't help. So that's the chiddush of the sefer of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, boi minay abayim rabba, abayim is the shalaf and rabba, chamisha sheshruyim b'chotzer achas. You have five people living in one chotzer. One of the five forgot to make an Aruvah Chatzeris. Yeah. And it's Shabbos now. The other four made an Aruvah Chatzeris. And one of them forgot to. So right now, it's also for everybody to carry out from the house into the Chotzer. It's also. What's the Yetzer? Kishu Mavato Rishusoy. So the Yetzer is, let this one person be Mavato his Rishus. Let him give up his right to use the Chotzer. So true, he'll go and be Mavato, will give up his right to use the Chotzer. But the Shiloh is now, Kishu Mavato Rishusoy. Does he have to go over to all four people separately and say, I'm going to be mevatel my rishus to you? Maybe it's no, it's enough if he's mevatel to one of the five, one of the four. If he's mevatel to one of them, that's enough. Like, yet, vital helps for everybody. Yeah, that's the shayla. Yeah, Zati Gemara. So this Shiloh was what? This was Abaye asked Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba the Shiloh. What's the halacha? So Amalei. So Rabba answered back. Sorech levato l'chol echod v'yechod. You should know you have to be levato separately to everyone separately. It's not help Rabba. Vaisos Abaye holds not like that. Eisvei patimar kasha on Rabba. Echod sheloi iruv. One person did not make an error. Now Rashi says this going on the case could go in Gimel Diurim B'Chotzer. Let's say you have three people living in the same Chotzer. Three apartments open up into the same Chotzer. As Hashnayim Irvu, two of them made an Eruvah Chatzer together, V'Yashlishi Lo Irv, and the third person did not make an error together. Is Mevato Liechod Min HaMa'arvin, that this one person, now he has a right to Mevato just to one of these two people. Umutter, and now it's Mutter. Because one made an Erev with the other one. This is not the matter we were learning before, that you can't be Mavato to two people. Because there they did not make an Erev together. But if let's say here, the two people made an Erev together, so this third person could be Mavato only to one person. So this is the Raya that Rashi Alma, from here we see Klaw, not like Rabba, that Ein Tzarech Levato El Liechod, Dekula Hevik Echad. Because since they made an Erev together, they considered like one person. So when you want to be mevatel your rishus now to all the people that made an erev, it's enough just to be mevatel to one person. This is the kasha on Rabba. Again, let's see the Gemara. Eisvei, echot shla erev. One person does not make an erev with the rest of the people. Is noisen rishusha liyechud. He has a right to mevatel his rishus just to one of the other people. This is the kasha on Rabba. She erev. Noisen rishusha liyechud she erev. Let him give it to one of the people that made the erev. What about Shnayim Shirvu? Yeah. Shnayim Shirvu, let's say two of them made an Erev, is Naisan Rishusan Liyechad Shlayerev. They could give it over Mavatla to one person that did not make an Erev. Now the Gemara later is going to explain what the Chiddush of every single case here is. We're going to go through a few cases now, even though the Ikka Kasher is only from this first case. But now when the Brisa says a few cases, and later on the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush of each case is. So this case, the Chorus Pita, that two people that made an error together and one person did not, the two could be mevatel their rishus to one. Yeah, rishus liyechad shleirv. What about ushnayim shleirvu? Two people did not make an error. Noistim rishuson l'shnayim shirvu. They could be mevatel their rishos to two people if those two people did make an eruv v'chatzeres together. So you get these first two out of here. So now who's living here? Just these two with the eruv. Therefore, it's mutter. Or else the two people could mevatel to one person, even though this one person did not make an eruv, because now it's only like this one person is living here. Avoloi echad sheiruv noisen rishusai liechad sheleiruv. But one person that made an eruv cannot be mevatel his rishus to one person that did not make an eruv. So Rashi says in echad noisen liechad shlishi hadashadari moim. Rashi avolain echad sheiruv. In echad noisen rishusay liyochad shlishi shdari moyim v'loy iruv b'chi bota le'ir rishusay akat ike chavre diyosar alei. As if only one person is mevatel his rishus to the other person, so since there is a third person living here, the third person asks on the other person. So again, the lashon is avoloy echad sheiruv. If one person, like there are three people living here, one person made an eruv together with his friend. So one of these people can't noisim rishus liyechad shleyeruv. He can't give a mevatel his rishus to this third person that does not make an eruv. Because since he only can give over his rishus, he can't give over his friend's rishus, so his friend is still living here, so his friend acts on this third person. V'yein shnayim she'irvu noisnin rishusam l'shnayim shle'irvu. This pshita also. If two people, even though they made an eruv together, they cannot be mevatel their rishus to two people living in the chatzar that did not make an eruv together, like we had before. Because since these two people did not make an eruv, they ask the zeh al zeh. They ask the one on the other. V'yein shnayim shle'irvu noisnin rishusan l'shnayim shle'irvu. This is also the chur of pshita. I'm just saying it over again. The Gemara later will explain. This is also pshita. That two people that are not, like there were four people living together, and none of them made an eruv here. So two of them cannot be mevatel their rishus to the other two people. Because if we still have two people living here that didn't make an eruv, these two people asa ze al ze. Now, noisein rishusay liyechad. Now the Gemara is explaining now. Now we'll explain this obraisa. The first case was noisein rishusay liyechad shiruv. You're allowed to be mevatel your rishus to one of the people that made an eruv. The question of the case is, you have three people living in the chotzer, two of them made an eruv together, and one did not. So this one person now that did not could be mevatel his rishus to one of these two people. Hey chidomi, what's the case? If there's not even a third person involved, what do you mean this person made an eruv? You only make an eruv with somebody else. We're talking about now this person that made the eruv has somebody else also living in this chotzer. Hukatoni, still it says li'echot eruv, that this third person that did not make an eruv, he has the right to be mevatel his rishus to who? To one of the people that made the eruv. So even though there are two people involved in the eruv, all you have to be mevatel your rishus is just to one person. So this is a raya l'chura, not like it is the kasha on Rabbah. Rabbah says that when you mevatel your rishus, you have to be mevatel it to every person separately, and here it's mashma no. You only have to be mevatel it to one person in the eruv, that's enough. So l'chura, it's a raya tabaya. So the more of a Rabbah, what does Rabbah do here? Hocha b'mayaskin, a Rabbah, z'asayna kimto, teheve yomis. We're talking about true. At the beginning of Shabbos, there was a third person living there, and those two people made an eruv together. But now, Shabbos morning, that person died. So now there are only two people left. So now, when this second person, the third person, wants to be mevatel his rishus, the second person, all he has to do is just mevatel to him, because the person is made, he's not here anymore. That's the pshat according to Rabbah. So Rashi, devi yomis, v'yakoch the Rabbah, v'shayro, shechonsu v'vikor, v'kifu chotzer. Rashi's bavoning, because when the person dies, he has Yerusha, people yashin him. So if the ben yashin him, so b'zoy, the ben should ask him now. So talking about in the Biko, in Ish Boiloi, Mukulor, the Chimeis, Ein Liyosha Shom Klum. Everybody had just a tent, and it's not so choshi, there's no Yerusha on that. So the kids, so when the person died on Shabbos, nobody takes over his Dira. Therefore, who's left? Just these two people. Therefore, one person can mevatel to the other person. Grenach Nami, according to Rabbah, if you have three people alive living here in the Chotzer, one person is mevatel to the other two, he has to go to both of them separately or together and be mevatel to both of them. You can't just be mevatel to one person. Here that says you mevatel to one person is because the other person, the third person, died. So at the Gemara, if you tell me now the person was alive and he died, you know, at the beginning of Shabbos, there were three people. That's why two of them made an eruv. and now one of them died, ain't the sefer. What does the sefer say? Avol ein echod she'iruv noisen rishusay li echod shle'iruv. One person that made an eruv cannot give up his right without his rishus to the other person. Now why not? Now vi dehevi yomis, if the third person died, in other words, first the two people made an eruv together. So we're saying now one of these two can't give up their rishus to the other person. And the svar is, because even though you're giving up your rishus, but your friends, their shutif, his rishus are still there. So still you have two people living in the chatzar, it's also. But if you're telling me the mitzvah is now, that the one of his friends died, that these two people that made the eruv together, one of them died, vi dehevi yomis, am I loy? So you only have one of them alive now, so why can't this person be mevatel his rishus to the other person? Elamai, you have to tell me, the case is talking about, the Isai, that the Sefer is talking about, that the three people are still alive now. So when two of them made an eruv together, and the third person did not, it doesn't help if one of these two people mevatel their rishus to the third person. Because since the other shutif did not, it's usur. So you see, we're talking about where they're alive. And to the Gemara, to the Gemara's asking now, for me the Sefer Isur, Reisha Nami Isur. Since the Sefer is talking about where all three are alive, the Chura the Reisha should also be talking about where all three are alive. And then it's the Kasher and Rabbah. If all three are alive, the Reisha says, when this one person, the third person, is Mavatl, his Rishus to these two, he just has to Mavatl to one of the two. So you see, one is enough. And the Gemara, no. Me the Ira, is one talking about in the same case as the other one. Each one is talking about their own case. They're not talking about the exact same case. Each one's talking about a separate case. Therefore, there's no Raya. Yes, so according to Rabbah, we'll still say the Reish is talking about where the person died, and the Sefer is where he did not die. So the Gemara says that, I'll bring your Raya to Rabbah that the Reish is talking about where the third person, one of them died. Rashi says, Teda, me Reisha, Tehevi Yomis Haskinim. We're talking about where the person died. Di Isa, because if the person was alive, Sorach Lahai Livtubilei. You should have been Mavatul to him. Like Rabbah, if the person's alive, you have to be Mavatul to every person separately. So what's the Raya? Tikoni Sefer the Reisha. The Reisha of the Sefer says, the Sefer of the Reisha says, Ushnayim Shaloi Irvu, two people that did not make an heir together, Noisten Rishuson Lishnaim Shirvu. They're allowed to be Mavato their Rishus to another two people, providing those two people did make an Erev together. So we consider now like you only have these people here and they made an Erev, therefore it's like one, therefore they're mutter to carry out from their house into the Chotzer. Now it's a Diyuk, Lishnaim in, you only mutter to do with the two people, Liyechot Loi, it says Lashin of Mashma, you have to be mevatel your rishus to both of them. So the diyuk lishnayimin, to two of them, yes, liyechad loy, but to one, no. Mashma, it's not enough to mevatel your rishus to one. So chur tzastira, the reisha would say, yes, you can only be mevatel to one. So chur tzastira, the reisha to the sefer. That's a raya to rabbah. Now the reisha is talking about where the person died. That's why you could be mevatel only to one. Mashenkin, where both of them are alive, like it says here, you have to be mevatel to both of them separately. But you have to be mevatel to both of them. Could be both together, both have to be there together, you can mevatel to both of them. So the Mar v'Abaye, what does Abaye do with this deed? V'Abaye Omer, my lebeis, what does it mean you have to be mevatel to two people, mashma to both of them? Liyechod mi beis, enechnami, just to one of the two. Said the Gemara, Ihochi, listening, liyechod, shiruf. If you only have to mevatel to one of them, so what about how you have to say the case when you have two of them, like mevatel to two of them? Let it just say you can mevatel to one and it's enough. Meinachlam, it's a little bit of a kasher according to Abaye. It's not a tiyust, it's not a stira to Abaye, but I call upon him a little bit of a kasher it is. Why doesn't it say glat? You only have to mevatel to one person and not more. And like Rashi says, Yochid listen liyechot shiruv. Kidatoni Beresha, but I know Yadanim and Mela, I would know the train in. We're talking about two people here. The Eneruv, Veloishnaim, you can't have an Eruv without two people. So let it just say, Mavato to one, She'iruv. When it says the Echot She'iruv, I know we're talking about two people. Until I see only one is enough. So why doesn't it say like that? Elamai, it's a little of a kasher on Abaye. In other words, just by saying the Echot She'iruv, I know we're talking about two people. And that will be Mashmu, because it says Eruv, you're going to make an Eruv with two people. And that will be Mashmu, you only have to be Mavato to one. So it should have said that Loshin, Senachman, a little bit of a kasher, it is on Abaye.
So the more vital. Echad shaloi iriv, noisen rishusen lechet shiriv.
One person that did not make an eruv, he has a right to mevatel his rishus to somebody else that didn't make an eruv. Liechad shiriv. Lechet shiriv mashma, there are two other people here. That's what it means. One was mevatel, we have two people making the eruv. So one is mevatel to two people. So the more labaya the isay. According to Abaya, we're talking about the other two people are still here. So there were three people. Two of them made an eruv together, and now one, the third person, is b'mavato to these two people, and still it says a loshen le'echod. Ukamash malon, we hear the ain sarach levato rishus to chol echad v'yechod. You do not have to mavato rishus to chol echad v'yechod. It's enough to mavato it to one. That's a bayishita. L'rabba, but according to Rabba, sheet is not that way. You have to mavato separately or to each one of them. Is the heavier miss. Here, when it says the loshin mavatul to one of them means because the other one was mace. And what's the chiddush here? Well, like Gaza, we don't make a gzera zimnin the isi. Maybe in a case where they'll both be alive. So, let's make a gzera. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, you have these two people made the eruv together. So, the third person, when he's mavatul only to one, even though now the third person died, let's make a gzera. It's no good. Or to another case where they're both still alive. Kamashmon, we don't make this gzera. That's the chiddush here. Yeah. So God's zimn the isa yedisi. So now shnayim. What's the next case of the brayso? Ushnayim sheirvu. Two people that didn't make an eruv together is alocha noisnin rishuson liechot shleir. Two people that made an eruv together, they could be mevatel their rishus to one person that was not mishtatif in the eruv. But you want pshita avada? Why not? You have two people be mevatel the rishus to one. Why isn't it good? Pshita. The moment the time I would think, Kiv on the loy iru. Likna say, since this third person, this one person now, did not make an error with the other two, so I should make a kenas to say, since you were not mishtat, if you didn't take care of the error before Shabbos, you have no etzah now to be mevatel on Shabbos, kamash malon no, but still you could be mevatel. Even though the other two didn't make an error, but now that they're mevatel, they're rishus to you, they're rishus to you, still you're allowed to carry out. And we don't make a kenas on you to say that, like, since you did not make an eruv, you should not have a right to carry out now. No. The maestro, the other two people were nice to you, and they were mabato, they were rishus to you. So now you're not the only one living here. You're allowed to carry out on Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. Yeah. Obeyed shloi irvu. Next case was two people that did not make an eruv together. Noisnin rishuson lishnayin shirvu. They have a right to mavatel their rishus to two people that didn't make an eruv together. The Gemara, the Rabba, according to Rabba, taught in the Sefer L'Gluy Resha. Here it says a loshin noisten rishusan l'shnayim. Mashma, you have to be mavatel to both of them. It's not enough just to mavatel to one of them. So according to Rabba, the reason why it says this extra case is like Tana Sefer L'Gluy Resha. To come to explain back to the Resha also means like this. That when you're mavatel, you're rishus to two people, you have to be mavatel to both of them. It's not enough to mavatel to one of them. La baya, but according to baya that learns not like that, a baya learns that you have a right to mavatel to one of them, it's enough. Beish shalai irvu itzuchlei. A baya says the chiddush of the sefer is that we're talking about two people that did not make an error together, they have a right to mavatel to the two people that made an error. Lay. What's the chiddush? If I would think, ligzo, let's make gzera here, it's no good. That Dilma also l'ftumi lahu, that maybe the opposite way, maybe the two people that made the Erev will be mevatel their rishus to these two people that did not make the Erev, and then it's no good like we learned before. But since these two people did not make an Erev, they asked us, they'll say, Kamash Mulanda, no, we don't make such a gzera. That the two people that did not make an Erev has the right to mevatel their rishus to these two people, and according to Abaye, it just means to one of these two. You could be mevatel your rishus, and we don't make the gzera. Maybe it'll happen the other way. Yeah. Kamash malon. Do not submit to lahu kamash malon. Oyli echad shloi iruv lomli. Or else it says you can mevatel your rishus to the one person that not make an eruv. The zechur lomli. Pshita you could. From a mother time I would think. Hani mili hechad the mitzasin iruvu or mitzasin loy iruvu. Aval hecha the kulon loy iruvu likan sinu. Kadesh let the shtakach teres eruv kamash malon. It's the chiddush of the last case is even though nobody made an eruv chateres, and now on Shabbos one of them wants to mevatel his rishus to the other person, still it helps. That I would think When is there a yisoid of bittul reshus? Well, I call upon him, somebody in the Erev made an Erev. Somebody in the chutzah made an Erev. Like, you have five people living here. I call upon him, two of them made an Erev. So people will know in this chutzah there's such a din as a hilchas Erevin. So then, even though the other three did not, either the other three can mabatul their reshus to these two, or else everybody can mabatul reshus to one. But in a case where nobody in the chutzah made an Erev, I would think maybe now we won't be makel to say that you could mabati reshus to one, that people should not forget about Hilchas Erevin. Kamash wants to its mutter. But there's also a chelet of halacha, that if you know, if you mabatu your reshus, it's good, that's also a halacha. So you're not going to forget the halacha of the garmi. Then the end of the price was, Abul ein echod she'iruv, noisen reshus le'echod shelo iruv. But what, in other words, it means that if one person made an Erev, in other words, there were two people there that made an Erev together. There were three people living in the Chotzer. Two of them made an Erev together. And the third one did not. So now one of these two cannot be Mavatla, his Rishus alone, to the third person. It doesn't help. And Pshita, because since there's the other person in the Erev, the other person, his friend, Yeshutiv, was not Mavatla, his Rishus, so I can't be Mavatla, his Rishus, to the third person. So we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon made a Meruvah Chaserah together. Levi did not. Now Reuven, if he's Mavatla, his Rishus to Levi, it doesn't help. Because the Meister Shimon is still living here. So therefore it's also. For the Gemara, the Chulak is Pshita, Avadim it's also. What's the Chiddush here? So at the Gemara, La Abaya, Toni, Seifa, the Gvuya Resha. According to Abaya, it says this Seifa that we're talking about, that all three people are alive, but tell us Ishno and the Resha also we're talking about, all three people are alive. And still it says, all you have to be mevatel is just the one, that's the Raya Tabaya Shita. That when you're mevatel, you're reshus to two people that made an Erev, it's enough to mevatel to one of them. You don't have to mevatel to each one separately. So therefore it says this Sefer just to tell us we're talking about in the case that all three people are still alive. And the Rabbah, according to Rabbah, what do we need this last case for? Is Ivy the Tony Resha, Tony Nami Sefer. And if not, there's no Chiddush here. Just since it says the Resha, it says it over again in the Sefer. Rashi Adi the Tony Resha Echot Shloi Iruv Noisen Rishusa LeEchot Shiruv. Since it says that one that made an Erev could, one that did not make an Erev, to Mavatl his Rishus to the other two, is Tanahach Seifa the Yipcha Loi. Well, Yerlam Resha, but the heavy you miss the Seifa, but it's nine. According to Rabbah, the Resha is talking about when the person died, the Seifa when the person is alive, and then Echnami is just saying over the same case the opposite way. But there's no Chiddush according to Rabbah. Right, another case was. V'ein shnayim she'irvu noisin reshuson l'shnayim shlo'irvu. And two people, v'ein shnayim she'irvu, two people that made an Erev together cannot be mavato their reshus to two people that did not make an Erev. Notice you have four people in the chotzer, two of them made an Erev, so those two can't be mavato to the other two. For the Gemara Rasul Amali, what do we need this for? Pshita, like we had before. Since these two did not make an Erev, they ask us, they are there, Rasul Amali. Ma'aloi tzricha debotolei chad minayel l'chavri. Even though one of these two people now will mavatl his reshut to the other person. Mal the time I would think l'shtori, it should be mutter now lay kamash malon. Kamash malon still, it's no good. The kamash malon, kivun de be'idna de botul, lay hevi lay shayuse b'hai chotzer. Since we're talking about first, these two people will mavatl their reshut to the other two. So at that time, since there are two people living in the chotzer, it's also for them to carry out. Like the svar we said before, at that time, the bitl is botul. If that doesn't help, even though two people made it, you have four people living here. Two of them made an Erev Chatzeres, and the other two did not. Now, these two that made the Erev are Mavatel, they're reshus to these other two people, at that time, nothing is chal. For since two people are still living here, and they don't have an Erev together, they ask themselves there. So even though later on, one of these two is Mavatel, his reshus to the last one, still it doesn't help. Because at the time when the first bitl took place, it didn't help, so that bitl is like not here anymore. So now all you're doing now is you mavatel your reshus to your friend, but the other two people are still here. It's kamash malon. Kivun de beidna de botul loy hevi lei shar yusuf hay chotzer. At the time when the first two were mavatel to the other two, there was no hetachal at that time. Loy, it doesn't help anymore. Their botul is like bitlos, like botul's not here anymore. So now you still have all four living here. So just one of these two is mavatel to the other one, it doesn't help. Right. Another case was. You have four people, nobody made an Erev, two cannot be mavato to the other two. So the Machmo Hasul Omri, what do I need this for? Pshita. Like Tzricha, the Amri, here the Chiddush is, even though the two, that's Mavatel to the other two, said, Kiniyah Manas Lahaknois. I want Mavatel our Rishus to you two, and you two both have a right to be Matnit to somebody else. Still it doesn't help. And the Svara was that since they did not take advantage, and that second right away Mavatlit, so at the beginning, first two were Mavatel to the other two, since Lamaisa two are still living in the Chotzer, they ask us there, it doesn't help the Bittul. Therefore, since it doesn't help at that time, it can't help later on. That's the Chiddush here. So the Gemara now in Nishayla. Boyim inei rovim Rav Nachman. Yorish mahu shivatu rishus. Let's say Yorish, Zatrashi, sheshokach oviv v'lo irin. Beginning of Shabbos, you have three people living in the Chotzer. Two of them made an Eruv Chatzeris, and one person forgot to. He didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris. And that person died Shabbos by night. V'lo irin. Well, made for Shabbos, died on Shabbos. V'lo ibitu rishus say, he was not mavatu rishus before he died. Mao Shivatl HaYerush. Now the Meister is that Yerusha takes place right away. So the son yashins his father's chotzer on Shabbos, his father's house, and it looks as if the son lives there now. So the Shaila is the son allowed to be Mavatl his Rishus on Shabbos, so that Akoparim, the other two people, are allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer. Because if the Yerush is not Mavatl his Rishus, the son that yashins, that inherits his father, so he's like living there, he'll ask from the other two. So what's the Shaila? Is that the Gemara? Hey, God, the